So just watching the show is just really funny. The dialogue is insanely funny. It's witty. It's perfect in a way. I mean, it's like Boondocks, but, you know, live action. It's very smart. My old question is, if it's like that filmed, what is it like in between takes? What's the set like amongst you guys?
Oh, man, it's like going to work every day with, like, a crew of your really good friends. You know, we have really good chemistry on and off set, on and off camera, between the cast members. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, you're working on film projects, you know, you're in a professional atmosphere, so you do your scenes, and if you have, like, you know, an hour in between, you know, your setups, you know, somebody else is doing their coverage, and, you know, you have a little time off. Typically, actors, we like to go to our trailers because we want to relax. We want to, you know, catch up on our emails or just, you know, blow some time off on social media or whatever. It's not like that on Black Jesus. When we're on Black Jesus set, it's like even when you're not in a scene, we just hang out on set because we genuinely like each other. We like being around each other. So even if, you know, I have a couple hours, you know, in between my setups, I don't leave set. I just hang out in Media Village, in the tent, you know, watching on the monitors or just goofing off with the other guys, you know, off camera. It makes our job even that much more enjoyable because we like I said, we like each other. And as you can imagine, if you like somebody, you know, on a personal note, and you like working with them as well, then it makes your job that much more enjoyable. So, I really genuinely love all those guys, and it's such a pleasure to work with those guys, even though sometimes it can be difficult to get through a scene with them because everybody's so hilarious, you know. Aaron Magruder gives us, Aaron and Mike, they give us the freedom, like, to ad-lib, to you know, just add our own little, you know, whatever we want to add to a scene. Aaron gives us that leeway. So sometimes you know the punchline that you're about to get hit with, and sometimes you get blindsided. So no matter if you see it coming or not, sometimes it's difficult to hold a straight face when you got, like I said, John Witherspoon doing his classic John Witherspoon material, Charlie Murphy. You know, it's difficult to keep that straight face.